Well, it is weather boarded, but I guess by being in carpenter work, sometimes you might just use
flat joints would be the technical.
Well, no, not really the technical, but the, you knew it was weather boarding.
Mm-hmm.
But you can have weather boarding that does not have lap joints,
all right.
You see.
Yeah. Okay. All right. The word drive, this is just investigate principal parts. You say that you got in your car and you to town.
Drove to town.
Okay. If you've done it a lot today, you say I have for several
driven. I have driven.
Okay.
The past participle, no.
Right. And I like to
drive.
Present. All right. Maybe there's a bunch of the part of the house that covers the top. You would just call that the
roof.
Okay. Now, right on the edge, some houses may have these things that carry out rainwater.
Mm-hmm.
You would call those the
gutters.
All right. And also on the top of the house, you might have several different slopes to the roof. And a place where the different slopes meet, right here. Do you have a name for that?
That's a valley.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you ever call that place a gutter?
No.
It's always been valley.
I'm trying to think that I ever, but like I said, being around carpenters, I had a couple more carpenters in the family, you know. You hear a lot of carpenter talk, and technically, you know, that's what it is, a valley and a roof. It's actually a valley rafter that goes up there for format, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for a little building you might have behind the house where you might store things, tools, or something like that?
People would refer to it as just a shed, a storage shed, a storeroom, outdoor storeroom. In the country, it could be a woodshed or a smokehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Smokehouse would have your meat in it, though,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
Woodsheds, you could keep wood and your tools in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Talking about little buildings outside, in the days before people had indoor plumbing around here, what?
Toilets.
Yeah. Is that the usual term that you hear for?
Around here, that was all just the toilet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We had outdoor toilets about 8 years before we moved here.
Mm-hmm.
Because plumbing was not all over town back then in 1951. Even lights were not all over town. 36, and we did have lights and running water, but there was no sewage line over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever heard any other words for an outdoor toilet?
I'm sure I have. I heard plenty of them in Vietnam. I just can't think of any right now.
Outhouse?
Yeah, outhouse, okay.
What about prison?
I've seen that in writing with prison,
yeah. Okay. When you think of a farm, farms in this area, what sort of buildings come to mind?
Barn and silos. A barn, you know, for store the hay in. Sometimes you keep your cows in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
And pig pens.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You smell them a mile away. You
know? Yeah, was there a place where you might keep horses in the saddle?
Well, they kept some horses around the barn, too.
Okay.
They had all the farms I've been on, they had on one side would be the hogs, then you'd have your barn there with the cows in there.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, you'd have your horses and mules out there.
Mm-hmm. Was there any particular place where the farmer milked his cow?
They all milked inside the barn when I was there. When I was around, it would be in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it would be in a big opening in the barn.
Yeah.
Not in the stall. They'd bring, I don't know, maybe some of them did milk in stalls, but they would always bring the cow out of a stall.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you was pretty trained, though.
Yeah.
She seemed to know what it was all for.
Right. And the dwelling, you would just say that was the farmer's
house.
Yeah, the plural of that, to agree.
House is. Mm-hmm.
What about